阿们。我们就是要恭读圣言，请听我来念马可福音第九章二到十三节。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰，领他们悄悄地上了高山，在他们面前改变了形象，他们的衣服闪耀发光，极其洁白，地上瓢布也没有漂得那么白的。又有以利亚和摩西向他们显现，并且跟耶稣谈话。彼得对耶稣说：拉比，我们在这里真好，我们可以搭三个帐篷，一个为你，一个为摩西，一个为以利亚。彼得不知道该说什么才好，因为他们都非常害怕。有一片云彩笼罩他们，又有声音从云中出来：这是我的爱子，你们要听他。门徒立刻周围观看，再也看不见别的人，只见耶稣单独和他们在一起。他们下山的时候，耶稣吩咐他们：人子从死人中复活之前，不要把所看见的告诉人。门徒把这句话记在心里，又彼此讨论从死人中复活是什么意思。他们就问耶稣：经学家为什么说以利亚必须先来呢？耶稣说：以利亚固然先要来复兴一切，但圣经为什么又记载人子要受许多苦，被人藐视呢？其实我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，他们却任意待他，正如经上指着他所说的。这是上帝的话语。弟兄姐妹请坐，我们一起来欢迎鲁兰传道，还有一起姐妹欢迎。
Hello。 弟兄姐妹平安。
Blessings to all brothers and sisters。
今天的讲道题目是一瞥荣耀。
Today's topic is a glimpse of glory。
我们一起做一个开始的祷告。
Let us pray。
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
感谢你透过圣经
，Thank you that through the Bible，
让我们这些看不见你的人
，We who cannot see you，
仍然可以认识你
，Can still know you，
经历你
，And experience you。
求主你今天亲自向我们说话
，Lord please speak to us personally today。
打开我们的心眼
，Open the eyes of our hearts，
让我们不只是听一篇道
，So that we do not merely hear a sermon，
乃是像彼得、雅各、约翰一样。
But like Peter, James, and John,
被你的荣耀光照
are illuminated by your glory.
让我们不仅认识你
may we not only know you,
更经历你
but experience you.
不仅经历你
and may we not only experience you,
更被你改变
but be transformed by you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name of Jesus, we pray, Amen.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹，今天我想从一个摩西一个很特别的祷告开始。
Today I would like to begin with a very special prayer offered by Moses.
摩西在出埃及记三十三章十八节。
In Exodus 33 verse 18,
他这样的跟神祷告。
He prayed to God.
求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Show me your glory.
我每次读到这节的经文，都觉得非常的感动。
Whenever I read this verse, I am deeply moved.
因为提出这个祷告的人不是一个刚刚认识神的人。
Because the person who is praying this prayer was not someone who just came to know the Lord.
摩西他已经经历十灾。
Moses had witnessed the 10 plagues.
红海分开。
The parting of the Red Sea.
玛拿从天降下。
And manna falling from heaven.
也曾在西奈山与神面对面领受律法。
He also received God's law face to face with the Lord on the Mount Sinai.
换句话说。
In other words,
摩西他不是缺乏知识
，Moses lacked neither knowledge，
也不是缺乏经历
，nor experience。
那他还想要什么
？So what more was he seeking？
其实，摩西此刻的处境并不轻松。
Actually, Moses was in a difficult situation。
他刚刚经历以色列人拜金牛犊的悖逆
，He's experienced how the Israelites rebelled against God by worshiping the golden calf。
神甚至说要毁灭这个百姓
，and God even spoke of destroying them.
摩西一次又一次的为百姓来祈求
，again and again Moses interceded for the people.
神也应许他的同在会与摩西同去。
And God had promised Moses that his presence would go with him.
照理摩西已经领受很多了。
So Moses had received much.
神与他说话如同朋友与朋友说话一样。
And God spoke with him as if a friend.
神也应许赐他安息。
And God promised to give him rest.
可是在这个时候，
Yet at this very moment,
摩西提出了这样的一个祷告。
Moses made this request.
他不满足于只是知道神的话。
He was not satisfied with merely knowing God's words.
他渴望的是看见神的荣耀。
He longed to see God's glory.
因为摩西明白一件事情。
Because he understood one thing.
认识神的话语是一回事。
It is one thing to know God's word.
经历神的荣耀是另一回事。
But to experience God's glory is different.
前者叫我们知道。
The first helps us to know him.
后者叫我们改变。
But the latter transforms us.
摩西带领百姓走了这么远的路，遇见这么多的艰难。
Moses had led the people a long way and they faced many hardships.
他需要的已经不再是更多的道理，而是更深的确据。
What Moses needed was not more teaching, but a deeper assurance.
他需要亲眼看见那位呼召他的神。
He needed to clearly see who was that God who called him.
究竟是怎样的一位神？
What was God truly like?
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天来聚会，
As we gather here today,
是不是也常常满足于只是多知道一点圣经的知识？
Are we sometimes satisfied just learning a little bit more about the Bible?
却很少求神让我们看见他的荣耀，
While rarely asking God to reveal his glory to us.
摩西的这个祷告，其实在新约里面就是刚才我们读的经文里面也曾经的真实的发生过。
And so Moses' prayer found a remarkable echo in the New Testament.
有三个门徒也曾亲眼的经历这样的一瞥荣耀的时刻。
Three disciples also experienced a moment where they caught a glimpse of God's glory.
那一瞥不只是让他们惊叹。
The glimpse did more than fill them with wonder.
更改变了他们的一生。
It transformed their lives.
所以今天我们要问两个问题。
So today we consider two questions.
Yeah, 第一，荣耀是什么？
Firstly, what is glory?
它的意义在哪里？
Why does it matter?
然后看见荣耀以后，我们该怎么样的去回应？
And after seeing God's glory, how should we respond?
这个在马可福音九章二节的时候，告诉我们
，In Mark 9:2, it tells us,
过了六天，过了六天。
After 6 days,
马可特别的记下这个时间点。
Mark deliberately mentions this time,
需要我们回想六天前到底发生了什么事。
To remind us what had happened 6 days earlier.
Yeah, 就在这之前
，just before this,
彼得刚刚在该撒利亚腓立比认信耶稣是基督。
Peter had confessed at Caesarea Philippi that.Jesus was the Messiah.
耶稣也第一次明明地告诉门徒，他将要受许多的苦，
And Jesus,
被弃绝、被杀，第三日复活。
And Jesus plainly told the disciples for the first time that he would suffer many things, be rejected, and be killed and rise again.
彼得当时甚至拉着耶稣，劝他不要这样。
And Peter even took Jesus aside and tried to rebuke Jesus.
就在这样的背景底下，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰。上了高山。
And it was against this background that Jesus led Peter, James, and John up a high mountain.
Yeah. 第三节告诉我们说，耶稣在他们的面前变了形象，衣服发光，极其洁白，地上漂布的没有能飘的这样的白。
Verse 3 tells us that Jesus transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them.
这不是灯光效果，也不是幻觉。
It was not a lighting effect or an illusion.
这就是耶稣本来的暂时向来、暂时向人显出来的神性的荣光。
This was the divine glory Jesus had always possessed, briefly revealed to human eyes.
耶稣平时他以卑微的仆人样式行走在加利利的尘土路上。
Ordinarily, Jesus would walk the dusty roads of Galilee in the humble form of a servant.
这一刻。他里面那原本属天的荣耀，就向三个门徒揭开了帷幕。
But at that moment, the veil was lifted, and his heavenly glory was revealed to the three disciples.
摩西，求显出你的荣耀给我看。
Moses had asked God, "Reveal your glory to me."
而神当时对摩西说
And at that time,
人不能看见神的面而仍活着
God told Moses, no one could see his glory and live.
神只让他的荣光经过
And God only allowed his glory to pass by.
可是在这座山上
However, on this mountain,
门徒竟然亲眼看见了那荣耀
The disciples saw the glory with their own eyes.
不是荣耀经过而是荣耀停在耶稣的身上、脸上、衣服上。
The glory did not merely pass by, but rested on Jesus, his appearance and his clothes.
然后更奇妙的是，摩西跟以利亚也在这个时候向和耶稣说话。
And more remarkably, Moses and Elijah appeared and spoke with Jesus.
这两位分别代表律法和先知，旧约圣经的两个大部分，都在向这一位耶稣见证。
Moses and Elijah represented the law and the prophets, the two great witnesses of the Old Testament, and both of them pointed to Jesus.
摩西曾经在西奈山求见神的荣耀而不得，如今他却站在山上，亲眼见证那荣耀的本体，耶稣基督。
So Moses had once asked to see God's glory, but was not permitted. But now he stood on a mountain, bearing witness to the one whose glory was being revealed.
以利亚曾在何烈山上在微小的声音中他遇见神如今他也站在这里见证神的儿子整本圣经所指向的所盼望的那一位如今就站在门徒的面前
Elijah also encountered God on Mount Horeb in a gentle whisper but now he stood also as a witness to the Son of God the one to whom the entire Old Testament pointed
其实荣耀这个名词这个词啊在旧约和新约里有一个很美的延续在旧约 okay, 你讲
The word glory actually has a very beautiful continuity across the Old and the New Testaments
在旧约荣耀常常指那种沉甸甸是有重量的沉甸甸看得见的同在
In Old Testament glory refers to something weighty a visible presence of God
就像云柱火柱西奈山上的烈火会幕里充满的荣光
For example, the pillar of cloud and fire the fire on Mount Sinai and the glory that filled the tabernacle
摩西求显出你的荣耀给我看他心里想的正是这种可以见到真实的神的同在
So when Moses asked God to show him his glory he was longing for this visible real experience of God's presence
可是到了新约，这荣耀不再只是云彩和火光。
But in the New Testament, this glory is not revealed through just cloud and fire.
乃是具体的显在耶稣基督的身上。
But in the tangible presence of the person of Jesus Christ.
使徒约翰后来说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。门徒也曾亲眼见过那从父而来。充充满满有恩典有真理的荣光
John later explained that the word became flesh and lived among us and the disciples saw his glory the glory of his one and only son who came from the father full of grace and truth
保罗也说神已经叫神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上
Paul also wrote that the light of the knowledge of God's glory is displayed in the face of Christ
所以摩西曾经渴望看见那荣耀如今他就站在山上与他面对面说话
So the glory that Moses had once longed to see was now standing on a mountain speaking with him face to face
只是这一次荣耀不再是云彩和亮光而是一个有血有肉的人
This time the glory was revealed not through cloud or light but in a real person
耶稣基督就是荣耀
Jesus Christ is the revelation of God's glory.
Yeah, 荣耀不是一种神神秘秘的宗教的感觉。
Glory is not simply a mysterious feeling.
荣耀是神真实本体的彰显。
It is the true revelation of who God is.
而这次的显现是为了让门徒也让现在的我们清楚地知道一件事。
And so this transfiguration event was given...Disciples and us would understand.
Yeah, 耶稣不只是好老师
Jesus was not merely a good teacher.
一位先知
He's not merely a prophet.
他是谁
Who is he?
他是神的爱子
He is God's beloved son.
是律法和先知共同见证的救主。
The savior to whom the law and the prophets bear witness.
所以今天我们认识到荣耀是什么。
So now we understand what glory is.
耶稣基督就是荣耀。
Jesus Christ is glory.
看见荣耀之后，我们该怎样回应呢？
How should we respond after seeing God's glory?
我们看看当时候的门徒他们的反应，他们看见荣耀的反应。
Let's take a look at the disciples' response.
彼得看见这一幕，他就说了一句：“拉比，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”
When Peter saw what was happening, he said, "Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters: one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
然后第六节，彼得不知道该说什么才好，因为他们都非常害怕。
Verse 6 tells us that Peter didn't know what to say because they were so frightened.
这句话让我们知道，让我们知道彼得这一句话其实不是深思熟虑的结果，而是在惧怕底下的反应。
So this tells us that Peter's words were not a result of careful thought, but a reaction because he was so fearful.
彼得被眼前超乎他理解的景象镇住了。
Overwhelmed by something that's beyond his understanding.
惧怕使他觉得必须要说点什么。
Fear made him feel like he had to say something.
来填补那令人守住无措的沉默。
To fill that uncomfortable silence.
而他脱口而出的就是想要留住他。
And what came out of his mouth is to build a shelter to keep him there.
搭棚子安顿下来，把这一刻定格。
By building a shelter, then he can settle down and he can preserve this whole experience.
这跟我们许多人的心态很像。
Many of us might be able to relate to this.
我们渴望敬拜中那种被神触摸的感觉。
We long for that sense of God touching us during worship.
我们渴望灵修中那种特别的平安。
And we crave that.Peace that we feel when we are in quiet time before the Lord.
我们渴望退休会那几天火热的光景
or the enthusiasm when we attend a spiritual retreat.
然后我们想尽办法要留住那种感觉
and we try to hold on to that feeling.
仿佛只要留在山上，一切就好了
as though everything would be all right if we only could remain on the mountain.
就在彼得守住无措的时候
and when Peter was at a loss,
神介入了
God intervened.
云彩遮盖他们，有声音说
：“A cloud covered them, and a voice said,
'这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
'This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him.”
这句话把彼得的注意力从搭棚子转向听耶稣的话。
And these words redirected Peter's attention from building the shelters to listening to Jesus.
而经文接着说
：“The passage continues.
门徒立刻。”周围观看，再也看不见别的人，只见耶稣单独和他们在一起。
Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus.
摩西不见了
，Moses was gone.
以利亚不见了
，Elijah was gone.
云彩亮光都过去了
，The cloud and the brightness had passed.
最后留下的
，In the end,
只有耶稣
，Only Jesus remained.
这给我们一个提醒
，This reminds us,
属灵的高峰经验。
That spiritual mountaintop experiences
不是信仰的终点
are not the final goal of our faith.
而是让我们更专一的只见耶稣跟随他
They help us to fix our attention on Jesus alone and follow him.
因为经文告诉我们
Because the verse tells us
下山时耶稣把他的话题带向了受苦
That when they came down the mountain, Jesus turned the conversation towards suffering.
山上的荣耀
The mountaintop glory.
和山下的十字架
and the cross at the foot of the mountain
从来分不开
cannot be separated
我们若渴慕神的荣耀
if we long for God's glory
我们就不能只要山上的祝福
we cannot only want the blessings on the mountain
然后不要山下的十字架
while rejecting the cross
荣耀不是为了让我们停留在山上
God does not give us his glory so that we can remain on the mountain.
荣耀是为了让我们更认识、更相信、更跟随耶稣。
God, glory helps us to know Christ more deeply, trust him more fully, and to follow him more faithfully.
那么，看见了荣耀。
So having seen God's glory,
这荣耀对我们今天的信仰生命有什么意义？
What difference does it make to our lives of faith?
我想至少有两方面。
I think there are at least two ways.
荣耀 坚固我们的信心。
Glory strengthens our faith.
门徒后来就经历了耶稣的受难、十字架、门徒的失散。彼得三次不认主。
The disciples would later witness Jesus' suffering, his crucifixion. They would scatter, and Peter would deny Jesus three times.
若不是曾经一瞥荣耀
，without that glimpse of glory，
看见耶稣真实的身份
，without seeing who Jesus truly was，
他们很可能在十字架的黑暗时刻彻底的跌倒。
They might have stumbled completely in the suffering at the cross.
后来，彼得在他的书信中。
Later, Peter recalled this event in his letter.
在彼得后书一章十六到十八节
，in Second Peter chapter one verses 16 to 18.
那时彼得已经年老
，he was quite aged.
他特别回忆起这一幕
，and he was recalling back this scene.
说自己曾亲眼看见过他的威荣
，talking about how he was an eyewitness to Christ's majesty.
我请大家一起读这一段经文从十六到十八节。
Let us read this together.
华文的 ，OK。我们从前
把我们主耶稣基督的大能和降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从巧妙捏造传奇的故事，我们却是亲眼看见过他威荣的人，因为他从父神得着尊贵荣耀的时候，在极显赫的荣光中。有这样的声音对他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”这从天上发出来的声音，是我们和他同在圣山上的时候亲自听见过的。
这段经历成了彼得后来经历逼迫、殉道时坚固他信心的记号。
This experience became a lasting assurance that strengthens Peter's faith when he faced persecution and martyrdom.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
神给我们的那些荣耀时刻
the moments when God reveals His glory to us,
不是让我们炫耀
are not given to us so that we can boast,
而是为了我们在我们将来面对试炼
He gives it to us so that when we encounter future trials,
面对黑暗时
when we encounter darkness,
成为支撑我们信心的锚。
They can become anchors for our soul.
所以彼得后来经历逼迫
later on through persecution,
殉道
through martyrdom,
仍然站坚立
Peter remained steadfast,
因为他曾经亲眼见过耶稣的荣耀
because he had seen Jesus' glory with his own eyes.
另一点
the next point.
荣耀差遣我们走十字架的道路。
Glory sends us on the way of the cross.
真实经历过神荣耀的人
，people who have truly encountered God's glory，
不会逃避现实
，they do not escape reality，
只想活在属灵的高处
，they do not seek only to live in spiritual mountaintops，
反而会更有力量
，instead they receive strength，
甘心背起十字架。
To take up their cross willingly,
走那条舍己跟随主的道路
To walk the path of denying themselves and following the Lord.
因为我们知道
Because we know,
前面等待我们的是复活的荣耀
What awaits us is the glory of resurrection.
耶稣在拉撒路的坟墓前对马大说了一句意味深长的话
Standing before Lazarus' tomb, Jesus spoke these words to Martha.
我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗
？Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God？
世界的逻辑是
，The logic of the world tells us，
先看见才相信。
You see first, then you believe。
但神的方式恰恰相反
，But God's way was opposite。
先信才看见
，Believe first, then you will see。
看见荣耀不是先看见才信。
So seeing God's glory doesn't begin with seeing it and then believing.
而是先信才看见。
It begins with faith, then you will see.
摩西求看见荣耀。
Moses asked to see God's glory.
是出于一个信心的渴求。
Because he had that longing in his faith.
门徒在山上看见荣耀。
The disciples saw the glory on the mountaintop.
是因为耶稣亲自带领他们上去。
It's because Jesus himself led them there.
今天
，today，
神同样呼召我们。
God is also calling us，
凭信心跟随他
，to follow him by faith。
然后我们会在我们自己的生命中一次又一次看见 神的荣耀。
And when we do so, we will see His glory at work in our lives again and again.
接下来，我邀请一位刚加入。